This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Hear, hear!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought I...
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's still vacationing with family in Florida. And we've got a big game for you tonight. The Anna Rockets at home against the Jackson Center Tigers. It's a must-win for Anna, which has dropped its only league contest so far. Anna's played three games, Anna 1-2. Jackson Center unbeaten on the year, 6-0, 4-0 in the Shelby County League. These two clubs figured to be the top two contenders for the league title. And Jackson Center's got a big edge here at the start. Six games under Jackson Center's belt, only three played by Anna. Rockets won the D6 state championship in football, and as a result of that state title run, got off to a very late beginning here in high school basketball. Anna simply not wearing its basketball legs yet, not in basketball shape, not shooting well in the first three contests. Anna must be sharp tonight in order to give this very good Jackson Center club a stiff test. It's important for Anna to get some inside scoring from Kovacs and Murray. Riley Hilskamp at guard needs to be on his game. And Anna's got to play very good defense. Aiden Reichard is a stud, 6'5 player for Jackson Center, averaging over 19 points a game. He will be a tough customer on the interior. These two teams will meet again later on in January, on January 31st. Very critical for Anna to get a victory here tonight so that the Rockets can stay within shouting distance of Jackson Center throughout the month of January. If Anna loses again tonight, Anna's down two games in the loss column to Jackson Center early on here at the beginning of the Shelby County League schedule for the Anna Rockets. Two outstanding head coaches, Scott Elkert, the mentor for the Jackson Center Tigers, 18 years at Jackson Center in his second tour of duty as head basketball coach at Jackson Center, more than 30 head coaching basketball seasons in all for Coach Elkert. Nate Barhorst, mentor of the Anna program, year number 9. Boy, he's done an outstanding job. These two clubs were extremely good a year ago. They both lost in regional finals. You may remember the Jackson Center was nipped by St. Henry in a final possession game at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Trent Platfoot scored 23 of Jackson Center's final 25 points in that game. He graduated. He moved on. So Jackson Center is a testament to the fact that you can graduate an extremely key cog from your roster a year ago and rebound with an excellent start to the year. Although Jackson Center's got Aiden Reichert, as we mentioned, in the middle, he's leading the way. Really difficult man to guard. He can score from anywhere on the floor. For the Anna Rockets, it's life without Griffin Dosick. Griffin, a stud last year for the Anna Rockets, which went all the way to the regional finals in Division III, lost to Purcell Marion. Anna's record last season was 25-3, Jackson Center 22-6. The two clubs split, by the way, one season ago. Anna victorious at Jackson Center easily, 65-48. Jackson Center turned the tables on Anna in the second meeting last year by a score of 51-47, and we expect a close encounter here tonight, especially if Anna shows major improvement since its third game of the year. Anna lost at New Bremen 57-54, beat New Knoxville 94-39, lost at Fort Loramie by a score of 55-41 in a game we covered last Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna hasn't shot it well, must get well in a hurry in order to give Jackson Center a true test here tonight. Anna certainly is capable of getting things turned around. It's difficult, though, after you played 15 high school football games and won the state championship in Division VI. You're still elated, I'm sure, rejoicing over winning the state title. But for these multiple sport athletes, it's time to change gears. So many thanks to great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com, including Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, a brand new underwriting sponsor. We're pleased to promote Hoying and Hoying, which has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots northeast of Kettlersville and Rutger Road. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna offers services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet too. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. And by the way, Hoying and Hoying is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for information, phone 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Yep, Anna Rockets lost to New Bremen. It was game 5 for the Cardinals, game 1 for Anna. Anna Rockets lost to Fort Loramie. It was game 7 for Fort Loramie, game 3 for Anna. Tonight for Anna, game 4, game number 7 for Jackson Center. And when you look around the Shelby County League, you see that a couple schools have already played as many as 8 games. Anna's behind the 8-ball. Rockets have got to pick up steam in a hurry. And we got a great crowd on in here tonight. And I'm sure that Mike Wick and I will be trying to talk over the crowd at times. The gymnasium here seats about 1,350. The mezzanine across the way, the 8 or 9 rows up above, are filled to capacity. A few sparse seats in the lower section across the way. And down below to the left half, filled with green and white. To the right half, filled with orange and black. Mike, I bet we've got in excess of 1,200 in here right now. Nearly capacity for this game tonight.
Very nice crowd.
JV game won by Anna, but 20-51-31 over Jackson Center. Like to let you know, additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We simply could not have gotten started back in 2006-2007 without the assistance and support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you very much. LaCal once moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1982. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, also an anchor underwriting sponsor, along with Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Our pregame, underwritten in part by the In-Between. We'll hear from the In-Between in just a moment. It will be our commercial break during our pregame. This reminder, we've got 2 more games coming up for you before the week ends on Friday. On Thursday, we are at New Bremen. Should be a very good girls basketball game for Sales Tigers under new first-year head coach Tracy White, replacing the legend Jackie Stonebreaker. We'll take a look at Tracy's team on Thursday night on the road against Chris Burden's New Bremen Cardinals. Very good early season Midwest Athletic Conference girls clash on Thursday night. And then on Friday night, we'll see these Jackson Center Tigers once again in action on the road a second time this week at Fairlawn. Remember, the Jets knocked off Jackson Center last year at Fairlawn in overtime. Fairlawn Jets can pose problems for clubs this year at their gym, maybe even on the road. Just ask Botkins. Botkins needed OT already this year to nip and improve Fairlawn Club. Fairlawn and Botkins, both better than a year ago. And I tell you what, in another 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to have a mixed-up Shelby County League. Jackson Center right now is the favorite clear-cut. Already off to a fine start, 4-0 in Shelby County League play. Opening the season November 29th, beating Rushi by a score of 55-30. Won at Houston by a final tally of 66-19. Turned back Coldwater from the MAC on the road, 43-32. Defeated Indian Lake 54-48 away from home. And then won a couple league games at Jackson, beating Fort Laramie 55-34. Botkins 46-22. You talk about defense. Head coach Scott Elkert's teams play unbelievable D on offense. They'll make you work for 20, 25 seconds before Jackson Center gets a good, clean shot at the rim. Defense, a staple of the Tigers, having allowed 30, 19, 32, 48, 34, and 22 in six games so far this year. Anna, under head coach Nate Barhorse, has got to get it solved. Rockets need to find a way to get to that 50-55 mark tonight in order to have a good shot at knocking off Jackson Center. Additional underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com include Brookins in Fort Laramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, brand new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Pinnacle in Fort Laramie will keep you moving forward. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Laramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they're superb at Maury's, where you get more. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, which is the gem of Rushi. We'll have the starting lineups for you, the opening tip, in a couple of minutes here on Scores Broadcast. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick from Anna, the Jackson Center Tigers against the Rockets in a critical Shelby County League game on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, we're pushing 1,300 fans here at Anna High School tonight. It's an important between Christmas and New Year's holiday game between the homestanding Rockets and the Jackson Center Tigers. Anna won the Shelby County League 1 year ago. Anna was 11-1, Jackson Center second at 9-3. Fort Loramie and Rushi tied at 7-5 in that third place spot. Jackson Center is off and running in the league lead as we head into the month of January in just a few days. Tigers having won four straight in Shelby County League action. Jackson Center starters being introduced, three seniors, two juniors in the opening five. Jackson Center with the new look gray with black trim, orange numbers outlined in black. Anna Rockets, of course, in the home green and white. White tops and bottoms, green numerals, green trim. Opening five for Jackson Center. Christopher Elkert, 5'10", senior guard. Jared Heitkamp, 5'11", senior at guard. Trevor Sosby, Jr., 5'11", out front. Along the front line, oh, a premier post-up player who can take it to the outside and gun it in as well. 6'5", Aiden Reichert, a junior, and 6'3", Jaron Reese. Opening five for the Anna Rockets. It appears to be the same starting five that Anna put on the floor against New Bremen. I'm not sure. Let's check it out.
That is correct, Jack.
It is. Justin Murray in the middle for Anna. Justin, 6'4", a senior. He's joined by Isaac Leininger at a guard spot, 6-foot senior. Mark Bixler, football quarterback, All-State, 5'11", senior. Riley Hulskamp, 5'10", senior guard, offensive player of the year, All-State performer in football as well. Cameron Stewart is the fifth starter, 6'2", senior for the Anna Rockets. So it's Leininger, Murray, Stewart, Hulskamp, Bixler for Anna. And for Jackson Center, it's Christopher Elkert, head coach's son, Heitkamp, Reese, Reichert, and Sosby. Well, as you imagine things on your phone or computer or tablet or whatever device you've got in your hand, Jackson is going from right to left on it. Anna from left to right. Opening tip, Stewart, Reichert, jumping center. And it's won by Reichert. He bats it to Sosby, hands off to Elkert, and the Tigers move quickly to her left. Anna Rockets in a man-to-man, sloughing down inside on Reichert, and Cameron Stewart has got the tough assignment guarding him. Here's Jackson Center with a three ball straight away. Sosby, no good off the back iron. Long board recovered, though, by Heitkamp of the Tigers. Thought about shooting. Uleskamp left him alone. Garrett didn't let it fly. Ball fumbled by Heitkamp. Picked up on the play by Stewart. He romps the other way. Driving layup. Good. Anna takes a 2-0 lead. 10 players in backcourt. Full court pressure by Anna. Ball inbounded up the left side to Elkert. Elkert hands off in backcourt to a teammate, then gets it back. Bixler dogging Elkert, harassing him tightly, forcing a bad pass for Reichert at the top of the circle. It was fumbled away, picked up by Uleskamp. Uleskamp outside the lane to the left. Wheels around the defender, Heitkamp, who tripped him. It's a common foul. 2-0 Anna in the first minute. Uncharacteristically, Jackson Center, a couple of huge turnovers to start the game. Inbounding Uleskamp finds Murray alone underneath on the right. He banks it in. Superb offensive set below the bucket by Anna, which barges on top 4-0 in the first minute. Here's Jackson Center, difficulty getting it inbounds. It goes to Reichert, 75 feet away. He dribbles up the floor against Stewart, who's hounding him. Reichert barrels into the lane toward the basket, leaves it for Heitkamp on the arc. Right back into Aiden Reichert. Turnaround left-hander, a floater. Good. Nice shot by Reichert, and it's 4-2 Anna. Rockets down the floor. Stewart outside the arc of the left of the line here. Now to Uleskamp. Here's Isaac Leininger in the paint. Fallaway 10-footer makes it. 6-2. Anna jumping on top of Jackson Center. 6-10 to go. Opening quarter. Again, Anna. Four white shirts in backcourt. Now the pressure relents. Here's Elkert to the timeline for the Tigers against Bixler. Gets a high screen from Reichert. Elkert slips down the lane. Flips it to a teammate. Knocked away by Anna. Over the shoulder foul against Anna, I think.
Yep.
Which will enable Jackson Center to keep it. Boy, Anna had knocked it free. Mike was off and running in transition once again.
But to get that, Leininger had to go over his back to knock it away.
Yep, foul. Tigers inbounding baseline right. Reichert back to the basket against Stewart. Doesn't shoot. Throws Heitkamp on the arc. Thought about giving up to Jaron Reese 25 feet away. Didn't. Threw it to the right wing to Reichert. Starts to drive. Pulls up. Fall away. Southpaw jumper from 12. Hits the back iron. Rebound into the lap of Uleskamp for Anna. Down the floor to Bixler. Straight away Stewart. Anna up 6-2. We played 2.5 minutes. Left flank. Riley with the ball. Gives it up to Bixler. Bixler wants to drive in. Elkert does so. Spins. Banks up an 8-footer. It bounces out. Rebound down to Reichert for Anna. Or I should say for Jackson Center. Aiden gave it up. Gets it back. Lets it fly. Top of the circle. Rim. Backboard. It rolls off. Rebound Anna. Rockets up before. 3 minutes played. Bad pass by Stewart. Deflected and taken away by the Tigers. Heitkamp. Heitkamp down the floor to Reichert in the right corner. Spins around Murray. Powers to the rim. He's challenged at the basket. A lot of contact. Offensive foul. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center not pleased. 6-2, Anna up 4, 4:57 left, opening period. Anna Rockets need a win in the worst way. Anna dropped its first Shelby County League game. It was game only 3 of the year for the Rockets after the great football campaign, which took them into the first weekend of December. Anna cannot afford a home loss tonight. Here's a long jump shot by Leininger outside the arc to the left. He took a skip pass from Murray and drained it, a 24-footer. Isaac Leininger right on the button. All cord, no rim, 9-2 Anna. 4:31 left, opening quarter. Scott Elkert, midcourt for Jackson Center, throws down the floor to Reese. Reese low block, double teamed. Sandwich gives it up to Heitkamp. Jackson Center behind by 7. Heitkamp in midcourt, spinning around. Goes 25 feet away to Jaron Reese. Tigers spread the floor. Jackson Center's been behind only once so far this year after the first couple minutes of a game. A hard drive to the hoop by Reese. And boy, he's denied. Murray double teams along with Leininger, and they swat it out of bounds.
Jack, is this the same team that we watched a couple weeks ago?
Oh, Anna.
Surely.
Rockets have needed three games to show fast improvement.
And
that's what we're seeing here tonight. Inbounded baseline left. Reichert back to the basket against Stewart. Spinning, leaning in. Swish on the six-footer. And Stewart get a piece of the wrist. That's where Aiden Reichert is so tough. He uses that strong frame of his to get position. And at 6'5 with the long arms, he plays like 6'7 or 8. He's got good hops. And he made that short left-handed jumper and swishes the free throw. It is 9-5 in favor of Anna, which led 9-2 at the four-minute mark of the first quarter.
And Reichert has all five of those.
Here is Leininger down the floor for Anna. Outside the arc to Bixler. Goes baseline left to Murray. Murray against Reese. Ducks under. Great move. Good. Justin Murray beat Jaron Reese. 3.5 to go. First quarter. 11-5 Anna. Rockets clicking on all cylinders. Unlike they performed in the two losses to New Bremen and Fort Loramie. These are outstanding multiple sport athletes on the floor for Anna. You knew basketball was going to get better quickly. Here's Reese on the arc for Jackson Center. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Out high to Elkert. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. High arching bomb. 26-footer. Oh, wow. What a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym. 11-8, three-point lead. Anna. Rockets down the floor, left wing at Hjulskamp. Hjulskamp gives it up to teammate Bixler, an even three to go first quarter. Bixler on the dribble, now Cam Stewart, top of the circle. High right to Hjulskamp, gets a screen into the top of the key, picks up the dribble, goes to Leininger. Shake and bake move around a man, into the lane. Little six-foot fadeaway is good. Isaac Leininger hits it. Jackson Center Tigers have made a substitution so far in this game. Fine senior. We got a lot of good JV time as a junior last year. Six-footer Clay Akers is in. Here's a drive by Elkert. He sprints down the middle of the floor for Jackson Center. Open space was closed in a hurry. Blocking foul by Anna.
Yep, that's the second one on Leininger.
And it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Isaac's got a pair of personals. Elkert, two free throws. Spirited play first quarter. Each team spurting offensively now. 13-8 Jackson Center, make it 13-9 as Christopher Elkert pops in the free throw. JV game tonight won by Anna, 51-31. Second shot, Elkert. We see that Isaiah Masteller, fine athlete, 6'2 junior, on the court now for Anna. Leininger sits down. Also in for Anna, inside player, 6'2", junior Ben Kovacs. Both foul shots good by Elkert. 13-10, Anna. 2:16 to go, first quarter. Ball thrown deep left corner, Bixler for Anna, and it is poked out of bounds off the fingertips of Elkert. Anna throwing in far side. Ball put on the floor by the official. Bixler has to come and get it and inbound it quickly to Hjulskamp. Jackson Center man-to-man. Ball fed inside to Murray. Murray goes to work with Reichert. Tries to draw another foul on him. Can't do it. Reichert got a piece of the shot. It glanced off the backboard. Aiden got it. He rips down the floor. Throws on the arc to Garrett Heitkamp. Long, high-arching three-pointer. Bouncing, no good. Rebounded by Anna. Rockets up three. Motoring down the floor. It's Hjulskamp. All the way. Good. Riley Hjulskamp dashed the length of the floor and scored. 15-10. Anna up five.
That was fast.
Oh, Riley can motor.
Yes, he sure can.
He can zip. He can go 100 yards in a heartbeat on the gridiron. He can surely go 84 feet. Much, much faster here on the basketball hardwood. We've got a foul far side of the floor over guarding by Anna. Jackson Center will throw in. Here comes Cam Stewart back on the floor to give Justin Murray a respite at the end of the first quarter. 91 seconds left in the first. 15-10, Anna up five. Reichert inbounding, baseline right for Jackson Center on the arc to Heitkamp. Right back into Reichert, jabbed away by Stewart. Reichert gets it back, double-teamed. And then he gets the ball out of pressure to Elkert. Elkert top of the circle, foul line on the dribble. Looks for the back cutter. Reichert, his pass is short. Anna deflects it and steals. Quickly, Hjulskamp down the floor. Throws into the post to Stewart. Stewart jumping, shooting up and in over the top of Reichert. Cam Stewart good post-up move. A minute to go, first quarter. Anna with its best 7 minutes of the season by far.
Without a doubt.
Against the quality Jackson Center opponent. 17-10 lead, Rockets. Here's the ball tipped away out of bounds by Anna. Jackson Center will throw in down to her left. 49 seconds to go in the opening period. Clay Akers will inbound the ball. Murray back on the floor for Stewart for Anna. He gets a breather too late in the first quarter. So it's Kovacs, Murray, Masteller, Bixler, Yuleskamp. Riley and Bart rarely come out. Akers, Reichard, Elkert, Reese.
And Sosby just reported back.
Yep, Sosby is the fifth man on the floor right now for Jackson Center. Riker's got the ball at the Anna logo. The booster rocket A at midcourt. Reichard on the dribble, coughed up the ball momentarily, gets it back. Gives to Christopher Elkert with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Handoff on the play to Sosby. Outside the arc, it's Jaron Reese. Reese on the left-hand dribble. He's guarded by Murray. Jackson Center acts like it wants to play for one. Late in the first quarter, 18, 17, 16 seconds to go. Reichard still dribbling. Gives it up to Reese. We're at 12, 11. Now Reichard, mid-court, picked up by Kovacs. Let's see if Aiden puts it on the floor and drives. There he goes. Pull up Jay foul line. Missed it off the heel. Rebound Kovacs. 2 seconds left. Midcourt it goes to Yuleskamp. A long running 45-footer. No good off the top of the board. Superb first quarter for Anna. After the initial 8 minutes, Rockets 17, Tigers 10. We've got a good one going at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. Quarter number two, Anna Jackson Center scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 4 men have scored for Anna so far. How about that? Isaac Leininger leads the way with 7-4 each for Murray and Cam Stewart. And Anna gets a quick field goal opening 10 seconds of the second quarter, Mike. Anna Rockets up by 9, 19-10. A quick deuce by Cam Stewart. He's now got 6. Jackson Center reeling a little bit. That's the biggest deficit the Tigers have faced so far. 9. Here's Riker deep in the left corner. Throws to Christopher Elkert on the arc. Gets a screen from Riker. Foul line. Behind it. Let's go a 17-footer. And cans it. Good-looking jump shot. Very lofty arch by Christopher Elkert. 19-12. In favor of Jackson Center, I should say Anna. Here's a deep left corner three by Masteller of Anna, nearly out of bounds. Let it fly. Missed it off the back rim. Rebound to the Tigers. Christopher Elkert down the floor against Bixler. Elkert bounces right side to Clay Akers, who comes out to get it. Clay didn't start. He's coming off the bench. Behind the screen, left wing, it's Jaron Reese. Reese against Kovacs. Jaron on the bounce. Wants to drive. Can't. Loops it back out to Elkert. Here's a long three-pointer by Elkert. He drains it.
That was long.
Wow. Christopher Elkert shoots him about as high as he does long. 19-15. 5 straight points by Elkert and the Tigers. Stewart, top of the circle, left side, Masteller. On a weave to Yuleskamp. Bounce pass, Bixler, baseline left. Goes around Elkert. Feeds Masteller on the arc. Here's the jump shot. Bingo!
For three.
Masteller, triple time. 22-15. Jackson Center down 7 to Anna. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Reese on the dribble with the left. We've got a defensive foul on Kovacs, who gave Reese the elbow at midcourt.
That'll be his second, the team fifth.
Anyone else with two fouls, Mike?
Isaac Leininger has two.
Leininger's got a pair for Anna. And as we just noted, that's number two committed by, is that Kovacs or Murray?
Kovacs, yep.
Jackson Center inbounding midcourt, trailing by seven. Reese, top of the circle. On him, 30 feet away, Murray. Now to the top of the circle comes Reese, stops his dribble. In a little bit of trouble, gives it off on the play to Sosby. Outside the arc on the right to Reichard. Now Reese posting up, catches, and his elbow is bumped as he releases the turnaround seven-footer. Murray got him on the arm clearly. Two shots for Reese for Jackson Center. 5:44 left, opening stanza, or I should say opening half. 22-15 lead for Anna. Biggest advantage, 9 at 19-10. Reese's free throw around and out to the right. LaCal Equipment will underwrite part of our halftime. We highlight a couple of cheerleaders from each school. Wilson Health Sports Medicine underwrites our halftime scoring book.
We missed both.
Yep, both shots, but Reese no good. Wilson Health Sports Medicine underwrites our halftime scorebook report. We take a look at the numbers through the first two quarters. Yep. Anna now with a chance to go back up the nine after the two misses by Reese from the stripe. Anna working its offense slowly. Oh, wow. Here's a step back three by Yuleskamp. Not in the offensive flow. Missed it badly. Jackson Center with a long rebound down to Reese. To Riker to the foul line. He's doubled. Gives it up to Reese. Right back into Aiden. He's triple teamed. Can't shoot. Back to Reese on the arc. Now to Riker 30 feet away. Anna with a good, well-designed defense for Aiden Reichert here tonight. Send two guys at him when he touches the ball. But this time, Reichert gets it baseline right, shoots it with the left hand quickly, and swishes a 15-footer. Time out, Anna. 4:53 to go in the second. 5-point lead. Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here's Anna after the timeout. Nice little herky-jerky move by Bart Bixler in the lane, and he gets a favorable roll off the iron and makes the 12-footer. 24-17, Anna back up seven. Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Six-footer, a senior off the bench. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. 2-3 balls in a row, one by each team. Rockets extend the lead back to 7 again, 27-20. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Elkert down the floor for Jackson Center. He's dribbling against Bixler. Goes to Garrett Pringer on the arc. Pringer seen duty off the bench, as has Clay Akers. Elkert wants to drive. Bart Bixler puts a hand in his chest. Foul, Anna.
Looks like that's going to be team 7. Should be bonus.
Yep, Jackson Center's committed just 2. And Anna at 7 will allow Jackson Center to shoot the 1-1. And at the stripe is Christopher Elkert. Bumped by Bart Bixler on the play. Free throw Elkert. Does he get the bonus? Oh, it yes. Dips in, dips out. Yep, Jackson Center's missed 3 straight at the stripe. 3:16 to go here in the second quarter. Anna with a chance to go up 10 with a made triple. Deep in the left corner, it's Bixler. Angles across the lane. Fades from 14, short. Rebound down to Sosby at Jackson Center. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Reichert stops and pops for Jackson Center. Online but hard. Long board, Stewart, Anna. Rockets up 7. Masteller forecourt into the lane. Wants to split 2 defenders. Foul, Jackson Center. 2:53 left, second quarter. 7-point bulge, Anna. Anna's led all the way so far. Biggest lead, 9 at 19-10. Ball lobbed in by Anna. Masteller not looking. Gilskamp tossed it. No one there. Out of bounds.
An error, but you don't see that one very often.
Nope. Unforced miscue by Anna. Turns it over. Jackson Center ball. Here in backcourt is Christopher Elkert on the dribble. Gives it up to Pringer. Back to Elkert. Oh, defense by Masteller. Isaiah Masteller.
What great defense.
Yep, and it triggered a 10-second call in backcourt. Masteller was harassing Christopher Elkert on the play. He stymied him twice. He got up over the white volleyball line. Got within 2 steps of midcourt. Couldn't get there in time. 2:40 left, second quarter, 27-20, Anna. Outside the arc on the right, it's Leininger. Whips it to Stewart, to Masteller. Gilskamp, high left. Left corner with the ball, Leininger for Anna. Flips on top to Stewart, high right to Gilskamp. Gets a screen for Murray. Riley pulls up, wants to go pick and roll, can't do it. Murray fell down. Ball delivered on the arc to Masteller. He relinquishes to Leininger. Shot fake. Now Stewart, who surveys the floor, goes foul line. Pitches off into the left corner to Masteller. 2 minutes to go, first half. Anna up 7. Leininger, foul line extended left. Screens for Masteller. Here's a long line drive 3. Little heavy on the shot. Rebound Jackson Center. Murray crowds Reese. 1-1 again. Tigers. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a brand new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's fully qualified and a licensed physical therapist. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. That's Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park. Both free throws good by Jackson Center. And then Anna trying to post up a pass for Masteller to Murray a little wide, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson Center's prepped within 5, 27-22. Those 2 made free throws by the Tigers were tossed in by whom?
Garrett Pringer.
Pringer notched them both. Now after the miscue by Anna, Jackson Center's got it back. Here's Pringer on the arc. Right wing, he goes to teammate Elkert. Ball floated left side to Sosby. Posting up against Stewart is Reichert. He wants to go into the paint. Spin move, leans in. Powers for the basket. Got it. Anna wanted the offensive foul. Wasn't called. Anna up 3, 27-24. A minute 10 to go, first half. Diving into the lane, Hulskamp. Hulskamp off balance, fouled hard. It goes off the rim, but he'll get two. Aiden Reichert's last post-up move was special. He used every bit of his frame, all of the width, all of the height, all of the length of his arms, all of his muscle and strength, and he simply bullied his way into the paint against Cameron Stewart and flipped in the six-footer. Free throw, Hulskamp is off the flange. Minute 7 to go, first half. And up 3, 27-24. Second shot, Hulskamp. Three bounces. Good. Front rim, backboard, it fell through. 4-point lead, Anna. 28-24. 65 seconds left here in the second quarter. Pringer in backcourt for Jackson Center. On a weave to Reichert. Boy, he brings it down the floor whenever Anna gets pinched and needs help. The big 6'5 Aiden Reichert can handle. He can also shoot from distance and post up in the paint. Top of the circle, Reese. He's hemmed in. Gives it up to Sosby. Back to Reese, left flank. Reese looks for teammate Reichert, baseline left. Two white shirts run at him. And then he dribbles out top of the key. Now 35 feet away, 30 seconds to go, first half. And up 4.
One of our conversations we had during the break was, can Anna sustain?
The Rockets have done so for 16 minutes. We're down to 20 seconds to go, first half. Reese on the bounce. And he's not being guarded by Murray. Scoreboard clock down to 15, 14, 13. End of the second quarter. Tigers will play for one. Bixler comes out. He guards Reese. Here's a bad pass thrown by Anna, or by Jackson Center, stolen by Anna. Tigers get it back deep in the right corner. Reichert with a Hail Mary three with a second to go. No, off the iron. What a play by Anna there in the final seconds of the second quarter. Bart Bixler left his man and jumped the Jackson Center player with the ball 30 feet from the basket. And that really forced Jackson Center into a panic situation the final several seconds of the second quarter. Jackson Center made an errant pass, far side of the floor. Reichert had to run it down. That caused seconds to run off the clock, and then Reichert had no choice but to fling it toward the rim from side court, and that's how the first half closes. And it was good defense the final 45 seconds of the second quarter, and the Rockets are up 4 at the break, 28-24 over Jackson Center. Biggest lead was 9 at 19-10. First quarter advantage was 17-10 in favor of Anna by 7. Halftime here at a nearly sold-out Anna gym, in excess of 1,300 on hand for this big Shelby County League boys game tonight between the Rockets and the Tigers. Anna in the lead by 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, Scores, Scores, Broadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's still in Florida vacationing with family. He'll be back in another week or so. Until then, it's Mike and I, Matt Zerker and I. We've got action for you coming up on Thursday night from New Bremen. And then we are at Fairlawn on Friday night. Jackson Center Tigers play the Jets on Friday. Versailles is at New Bremen on Thursday. Here tonight we are at Anna. Anna Rockets bidding for their first Shelby County League triumph. Lee Jackson Center unbeaten on the season, 6-0, 4-0 in league play. Jackson Center on the short end. Anna's best half of the year by far. Rockets lead it 28-24. Anna was up 7 after 1 and led early on second quarter by 9, 19-10. Here is our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, a longtime underwriting sponsor, an important one for us here on scoresbroadcast.com. For the Jackson Center Tigers, Christopher Elkert so far in the first two quarters of play has got two threes, a made two, and a couple free throws. That's a grand total of 10 for Elkert. Garrett Pringer, two made foul shots. Aiden Reichert has got three fielders, a free throw for 7 so far here in the first half of this game. And that is the sum total of the scoring for the Jackson Center Tigers. Only 3 have dented the column. Those 3 young men for the Tigers comprise the 24 points for the visiting Orange and Black here tonight. Meanwhile, Anna has had 6 young men enter the scoring book so far. Isaiah Messteller has a 3-pointer for 3. Isaac Leininger, 2 2-pointers, a triple for 7. Justin Murray, 2 buckets in the first quarter for 4. Cameron Stewart's played exceedingly well at the defensive end against Aiden Reichert. He's guarded Reichert most of the time, as has Stewart. He's also got 3 buckets for 6. Riley Hilskamp, a field goal, a free throw for 3. Mark Bixler, a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, 4-5. Anna in the lead, 28-24, here at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Our halftime score, Anna Rockets 28, Jackson Center Tigers 24 on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It's our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. We highlight a couple cheerleaders, one from each school recognized by LaCal, which promotes student academic success and has done so since our start on Scores 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. From Anna, we highlight junior cheerleader Riley Summer, daughter of Andy and Lisa, outstanding 3.8 GPA student, active in FFA, French Club, Student Council. She is also a server at church. Undecided about her college of choice, she'll study business. For Jackson Center, we recognize Lauren Fark, a senior, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Kelly and Jesse, participates in FCCLA, Show Choir, National Honor Society. She is a Sunday school program treasurer and also participates in drama at Jackson Center. She'll attend OSU Lima, then transfer to the main campus in Columbus and pursue a career in radiology technology. Lauren Fark, senior cheerleader, Jackson Center. Riley Summer, junior cheerleader, Anna, recognized by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Second half underway. Jackson Center's initial possession results in an air ball, a three tried by Christopher Elkert. It hits nothing, goes out of bounds. Anna attacking. Low on the right, it's Stewart. Ball clawed away by a Tiger. Stewart finds it, gives it
nice
to Bixler. Reverse layup is good. Wow, what a scrappy play by Cam Stewart. He had the ball knocked away from him, went to the floor, dug it off the hardwood, and then made a nifty pocket pass to Bart Bixler, who reversed it up and in off the window. 6-point lead, Anna. 30-24, Heitkamp on the arc for Jackson Center. Picked up by Hulskamp. Far left wing, it goes on the play to Sosby. Sosby flips it back out on top to a teammate. Right corner, Reichert starts to drive. He's hacked on the play by Stewart, I think in the act of shooting. Yep, that's the call. Anna picking up the fouls. Rockets with at least three young men with two each. Reichert at the stripe. Jackson Center needs to cash in at the free throw line. Free throw, Aiden Reichert, the left-hander, way short. 6-point lead, Anna. 58 seconds played here in quarter number three. Jackson Center Tigers on your phone or computer as you use your imagination, moving from left to right, Anna from right to left. Second free throw, in and out. No good. He missed a pair. Rebound down to Anna. Rockets trying to edge ahead by eight. Bixler posting up baseline left against Elkert. Dipsy do move. Banked it up strong. Might have been fouled. No call. Shot rolled off. Tough break for Anna. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Garrett Heitkamp. Right corner, Sosby. Overshoots a triple. Air ball. Rebound Anna. Bixler one on four. Throws a bad pass. Picked off by the Tigers. Tigers running. Riker down the floor. One on three. Riker in the paint. Ducks under Murray. Missed it short. Murray got him. Another foul, Anna. Riker is hard to guard. Boy, especially when he gets it that low against you. Long arms, every bit of 6'5". Plenty of strength. Good spring in the legs. He's at the stripe with two free throws.
And that would be his third. So,
swish on the free throw. And three on Murray. Kovacs in to replace him. 6'4 Murray out. 6'2 Kovacs in. 30-25. Anna's lead is five. Jackson Center's never led. Second shot is way short by Reichard. Take a look at the free throw shooting, Mike, so far. What's Jackson Center? Not up to par. It missed several. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Anna in the lead by five. Bixler on the arc. Pick and roll, baseline left for Kovacs. He leans in and draws the foul from Riker.
So they've shot eight, made four.
So Jackson Center is only 50-50 at the stripe. Kovacs earns the foul on Riker. I believe that's number two against him. The free throw by Ben Kovacs is dead center. 31-25. Anna by six. Second shot, yes. Anna by seven. 32-25. Anna Rockets trying to tag a defeat on Jackson Center. Would be the Tigers' first of the year. First, of course, in the Shelby County League. And Anna win would mix up the Shelby County League race, give everybody a setback. Here's Heitkamp being hemmed in, top of the circle. Goes back door to a teammate. Oh, Reese got away with a travel, uncalled. He got the ball, didn't dribble right away, lost it, picked it up, gave it away to a teammate, no whistle.
And the defense that Anna's putting on Jackson is better than what I've seen any time this year.
Rockets with their best 2.5 quarters of the season by far. Reichert spots up, shoots the three from way downtown. It's short. Rebound, Anna. Reichert tries to take it away. Almost picked up foul number three. Rebound down to Anna. Anna forcing Reichert into a desperation three-pointer on that possession, and that is not what head coach Scott Elkert wants.
And that's what I'm seeing is a lot of confusion on the Jackson Center side because the inside shut down.
5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Anna with the lead by seven. Outside the arc on the left is Schulzkamp. Oh, give and go Kovacs. Oh, he blew the layup. Rebound tipped around. Riker's got it. Stewart rips it away. Delining it for a triple. Look out. Off to the right. Rebound volleyballed and gobbled up by Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Anna missed opportunities that trip down. Could have gone up by as many as 10. Here's Heitkamp, 30 feet away for Jackson Center. Spin move, top of the circle. Picked up by Leininger. Goes to Reichert, right flank. Stewart is gone against him, nose to nose all night. Stewart belly up with Reichert, 25 feet away. Reichert drives, nearly walked, hit Heitkamp down the lane, right back to Reichert, who wasn't looking for it, and Anna's got it. Bixler on the go against Elkert. Elkert strips him, and we've got a collision in backcourt and a foul. Bixler running into Elkert, who took it away from him. 4:13 to go, third quarter of this game. Anna Rockets have led by as many as nine at 19-10. It's now 7, 32-25. Reichert for Jackson Center, averaging just short of 20. Anna Rockets holding him in check, slowing down everybody else as well. Only 25 for Jackson Center. halfway through the third quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, cutting toward the rim. It's Reese, lays it up softly with the left. It's short, no good. Rebound down to Hannah. Hulskamp to midcourt. He's cracked from behind and fouled. Picked up by Pringer of Jackson Center. Foul situation in the second half. Three charged against Anna. Two on Jackson Center.
I think it's going to be a tough quarter.
Murray's got three fouls for Anna. Two other players with two each. Correct, Mike?
And Murray with three, two for pretty much everybody else.
Here comes Anna throwing a lob pass from out on the arc into the post, and Jackson Center goes over the back and fouls. It's common. Three on each team here in the third. Baseline right of the rim. Hulskamp to Trigger. Anna up seven. Goes to Stewart in the right corner. Right back to Riley. Wants to gun the three. Pick and roll with Stewart. Oh, it's beautiful. Layup is good by Stewart. Well done. Boy, you can tell Anna's been working hard in practice outside the three games it's played to date. Did not look good for three quarters against New Bremen. Played poorly for four quarters against Fort Loramie. Anna razor sharp tonight. Ahead by 9, 34-25. 3:15 left, third quarter. Spin move, Elkert in the lane. Ducks under, flings it high off the glass. No chance to make it. Anna with a run out. 3-on-2. Leininger to Bixler on the arc. Foul line. Straight away, Hulskamp. A bomb. In and out. Oh, that would have sent the lid off this building, and that gone down. It rimmed. Jackson Center countering quickly. Sosby right corner. Out high to Elkert. 2:54 to play, third quarter. Rockets up 9. Boy, that triple by Hulskamp nearly tickled the twine.
It was halfway in, I think, it came back out.
It almost went all the way through. Here's Pringer, far left wing for Jackson Center. Out high to Reichert. Anna's defense is thwarting Jackson Center. Reichert into the lane. A dipsy-do fadeaway. Hits it. Big basket for Jackson Center. Stewart guarded Reichert well. Aiden, who's very athletic, still made the shot. Timeout called. Anna up 7 late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Anna Rockets in the lead over the Jackson Center Tigers by 7, 34-27. We're near the two-minute mark, very late third quarter. Ball being rotated on top, Leininger, Stewart, Hulskamp's got it. Deep left corner, Bixler, pick and roll. It goes to Kovacs, baseline left. He flexes his muscle and banks it in, and he's fouled. Well done. Good execution, Bixler and Kovacs. Kovacs tiptoed his way along the left baseline. Bixler got away from his man, and then help came in the person of the man guarding Kovacs. Bixler, a nifty pocket pass. Kovacs scored it and sinks the free throw. Anna with its biggest advantage, 10, 37, 27. 2:03 to go, third quarter. Clay Akers back on the floor for the Tigers. It's Akers, Pringer, Heitkamp, Reichert, and Elkert. Here comes Heitkamp over the timeline against Masteller, who's back in for Anna. Anna's taken it to the Tigers so far tonight. Jackson Center has been sluggish offensively. Credit Anna's defense. It has slowed down Reichert and put the clamps on everybody else pretty well, too. Elkert in midcourt. Lengthy possession. Anna can't work the ball, or I should say Jackson Center can't work the ball into the paint. Here's Reichert on the arc against Stewart. Stewart 25 feet away. Guards Reichert tightly. Ball given up. 30 feet out to Pringer. He barges into the lane, goes strong to the hoop, left hand, scores. Well done. 37-29, 8-point lead, Anna. There's a hop, step, and a jump in the lane. Bixler, athletic play. It goes down, and he's fouled by Jackson Center. Bixler right back for two. Well, a good field goal by Pringer of Jackson Center, and Anna strikes. Bixler trying to convert the second straight three-pointer for the Rockets, and he does. And Anna's up 11, 40-29. A minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. And the officials not happy at the moment with Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert. He's getting a talking to. Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, has been quite loud as well. Both head coaches urging their teams on. Anna trying to hand Jackson Center its first loss of the year. 11-point lead Rockets. A minute left, third period. Pringer, top of the circle, looks for help. Hands it off to Reichert. All too often, Aiden's getting the ball 35 feet away. Throws it right flank to Elkert. Elkert open, three-point land, lets it fly. It hit the rim, went way up in the air over the corner of the backboard, and by rule, technically, that's out of bounds. And it's called that way. Now, Anna's got an opportunity to stretch this lead to as many as 13 or 14 late in the third quarter. Coming out for the Rockets is Kovacs. Kovacs and Murray have played well on the inside in this game. Good third quarter by Ben Kovacs of Anna. Here's Hjulskamp to midcourt. Leaves it behind him for Bixler. They spread the floor. Now lining her 30 feet away. Going to hold it and go for one, I believe. Jackson Center zoning and letting Anna hang on to the leather for the final half minute of the third period.
Now, Anna travels well. They had a lot of folks there at the other away games, but they are a lot louder today.
Yep, we are here at the Anna Gym and darn near close to capacity, which is 1350. We've got probably just short of 1300. Anna working the clock down, 15, 14, 13, 12 seconds to go third quarter. Jackson Center not pushing the panic button, not guarding tightly. Oh, my goodness. Bixler decides to shoot a three-pointer with 6 seconds left. He missed it. Long rebound to Stewart. He missed it. Followed by Bixler is good with 6/10 of a second to go. Outstanding play by Anna. Woo-wee. A long three-pointer by Bixler. 5 or 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Missed it. Long rebound to Stewart. Fadeaway 10-footer. Missed it. Bixler charged to the rim. Got the stick back. Was fouled. He missed the free throw. Tipped up by Hjulskamp. It's no good off the backboard. Almost went in for a four-point play. 8 minutes left. Anna up double digits. 42-29 over Jackson Center. Great close to the third quarter for the Rockets, who've got the Tigers in trouble on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna leads 42-29. We start the fourth quarter momentarily. Rockets giving the Tigers a dose of their own medicine with fine defense here tonight. It suffocated Jackson Center, which tallied just 5 in the third quarter. Tigers have 29 for the game.
That was probably a big quarter, Jack, because 5 points, and then on the other side, Anna scored 14.
And in trouble now is Jackson Center, down 13, although the Tigers get a reprieve and a ball to initiate play in the third, moving screen away from the action against the Rockets.
And I believe that one was against Eichhardt, which is his third.
Who picked up that foul?
I believe it was Eichhardt.
No, it went against Anna.
Oh, okay.
Jackson Center with the ball. Pringer into the lane to Reichard. Reichard spins, post-up move, shoots up and over Stewart, and banked it down. That's what the Tigers need more of here in the fourth. The lead 11, 42-31. Anna on top. Stewart, high right, gives it up to Leininger. To Yulskamp. To Bixler, left corner. Double team, pick and roll. Kovacs, baseline left. Goes to work on Pringer, can't shoot. Back to Bixler. They want to go right back to Ben. Ben, though, comes out, sets a screen for Yulskamp. He starts to drive down the right side of the lane. He shovels it up and in. What a play by Yulskamp. 44-31. Anna's lead 13 again. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Heitkamp up the floor for Jackson Center inside the arc. Lob pass to Reichard. Deep left corner, Sosby, his teammate. He jumps and shoots a three, way short. Rebound, Anna. Yulskamp down the lane, deals Bixler, layup, good! Anna extends the lead to 15. Rockets running the floor well. Jackson Center, to this point, is thoroughly whipped in this game. So far, Elker down the floor, a shove in the back by Anna. Team foul situation, 6 Tigers, 4 Rockets. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. 46-31 in favor of Anna. Jackson Center clearly has not played a club as athletic as Anna so far this year. And the Rockets have beaten the Tigers with great defense in this contest, beating Jackson Center at its own game. Here's a shot fake, top of the circle. Pringer goes baseline right to Clay Akers. A little jumper from 10 feet, swish. 46-33. Anna in the lead by 13. With 6:20 left, it was a 15-point bulge. On the arc, Bixler, straightaway Stewart, dives into the lane, behind him to Leininger. Very high arching three-pointer, hit the back rim. Rebound Akers of Jackson Center. Backcourt to Elkert. Elkert stops and pops. No, it's strong. Rebound volleyballed around and tapped to Stewart, ahead to Leininger. Nobody picks him up. Driving layup, left hand. No, he missed it. Ball saved in down by Bixler. Layup good by Kovacs.
What a save.
Hustle play by Bart Bixler. 48-33, Anna by 15.
I think everybody was waiting for that one to fall and the whistle to blow.
Top of the circle, Elkert lets it go. Jackson Center wide right. Rebound. Should have been a foul against Anna. Jackson Center got it. Riker triggered the three. Overshot it. Rebound Anna. And the Jackson Center Tigers are out of their element and are on their heels. They're reeling. Anna gets a timeout. Anna crowd on its feet. 1,300 here at Anna. Big throng for this game. 15-point lead Rockets. Just over 5 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Anna Rockets with Griffin Dosick won the Shelby County League last year. They took the conference crown, the SCAL, with a mark of 11-1. Jackson Center Tigers with Trent Blackfoot finished second, 9-3. Those two clubs are without those two fine seniors from a year ago. We expect a real dogfight in the Shelby County League this season. And Anna has put its best foot forward here tonight. beating Jackson Center by 15 with 4:50 left in the fourth quarter. It would be Jackson Center's first loss of the year and drop them to 4-1 in the league. Here is Bixler in the right corner for Anna. Shake and bake move. Two Tigers go off their feet. Foul called in the act of shooting. 4:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. 15-point lead, Rockets, serving the upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that is tops. For many years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency around. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Bixler made both free throws. Jackson Center misses a three, but Clay Akers, a senior in off the bench, giving a very good account of himself tonight, scores his second bucket to make it 50-35. The lead 15 for Anna, and then the Rockets get hemmed in the corner and throw it away. Then quickly down the floor, traveling on Pringer of Jackson Center, and the Tiger fans disagree with the call. 4:12 left in the fourth, 15-point lead for the Anna Rockets. Rockets up by 15 points. Having entered the game is Mason Platfoot for Jackson Center. Head coach Scott Elkert doing some substituting now. He's trying to find the right combination. Reichert and Elkert remain out there. The other three players interchangeable. Anna has led this deal all the way. The lead right now is 15. And it was as many as 17 at 50-33 before the last Tigers goal by Akers. Here's Bixler at midcourt on the bounce. Gives it up to Leininger at the center stripe. Anna playing keep away, ring around the Rosie, not shooting. Clock winding down. Foul Jackson Center. 1-1 Rockets. Biggest lead in this game was 50-33 with just under four to go. At the line is Uhlskamp for Anna. I tell you what, Rockets have simply out-hustled Jackson Center in this game. And don't get me wrong, Jackson Center knew it would be in for a real tussle. Anna's poor start, 1-2 so far. A whipping by Fort Loramie over Anna at the Redskins gym. Certainly that was noticed by the Tigers, but Jackson Center is not going to take Anna lightly. The Rockets have just played exceedingly well. 1-1 missed by Bixler. Here is Jackson Center down the floor. A drive into the lane by Pringer. Loops it up with the left hand. It's short, and Anna's got the board. Under three to go.
And Cam Stewart, he's played fantastic tonight.
Oh, Cam Stewart's defense on Aiden Reichert has been splendid. How many points does Reichert have, Mike? He's had to work for every penny.
12 points, and he's worked for all of them.
Oh, yeah, he's earned them all. He's got 12, and how many field goals? One, two, three, only four. Five.
Five.
Make it five.
Yeah.
He hasn't shot free throws well, though. And I bet he's taken 15 shots and missed 10. Anna spreading the floor. Stewart in the right corner. 2:20 left. Out to Leininger. Now to Bixler. Bixler on the bounce. Hands off to Uhlskamp. Jackson Center is going to have to foul. Uhlskamp splits a couple defenders. Goes into the lane. And then flips it behind him to Bixler on the arc. Foul committed by the Tigers. Garrett Pringer picks it up. 2:08 to go. Anna Rockets simply have given the Jackson Center Tigers a dose of their own medicine tonight. Defense, defense, and more D. At the strike, Bixler, 1-1. Anna aims, shoots, hits. And let's see what has been called, lane violation or a foul against Jackson Center on the made free throw with time stopped. Not sure what the discussion by the referees is all about. They confer. Whistle loudly blew after the made shot by Bixler. It is a 50-35 game, and that dead ball foul against Jackson Center.
I think they need some clarification at the bench here.
Does that result in a tech? I'm not sure. Bixler will complete the 1-1. He made the first. The lead swells to 51-35.
So I think what it is he's going to finish shooting his foul shots. And then I think there should be...
Could be a normal, regular, personal foul.
Depends if it was a 10-20. They did not indicate that.
No. A normal, regular, personal foul in addition...
But it's double bonus.
...against Jackson Center after the made first free throw by Bixler. You're right, Mike. It would be two shots for Anna, although it might be a foul against Anna. Perhaps that is what was ruled. No. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It was a push-off against Anna after the made free throw, Jackson Center possession.
So that is not a double, and it goes against Cam Stewart.
Bixler dropped in both free throws. The lead is stretched to 17, 52-35. It's all cosmetic, very academic at this point. Anna has pulled away to a resounding triumph here at home tonight over Jackson Center. And oh my, Akers at midcourt has his pocket picked on Leidinger, who barrels down the floor and hits the driving layup, and he's fouled. That puts the capper on it right there. Isaac Leidinger has performed beautifully in this game tonight. Anna really charged up. Boy, the Rockets were ready. Primed for the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yes, they were.
Now, keep in mind, though, in a little more than a month, on January 31st, the Rockets have to enter the lair of the Tigers. And we won't miss that one. Free throw by Leidinger, good. Boy, the Rockets have had numerous three-point plays the old-fashioned way in this game. I bet at least five. And the lead for Anna is 20. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk?
And if my math is correct, doing some quick calculations, Barb Bixler, 15 points in the second half.
Wow. That dynamite second half for Bart. Boy, he has been a leader, that is for sure. That's what Anna has needed here tonight against Jackson Center. Here's a long three-pointer from the left corner by Pringer. No good. Fine offensive rebound by Akers of Jackson Center, and he's swatted across the wrist. I'm sorry, it was Mason Platfoot who got the rebound. Mason Platfoot, not Clay Akers. Akers wears 20, Platfoot 10.
There you go.
Mason to the stripe. He's had a couple of buckets in this fourth quarter when I think I might have said Akers canned him. Free throw missed by Platfoot. Second shot coming. Lead is 20. 55-35. Biggest advantage in this game. Second shot rattles and stays in. 55-36. So Mason Platfoot's got a lot of time off the bench in this game. Garrett Pringer has got a lot of time off the bench in this game. Those two young men have subbed freely for Jackson Center. And we've got 80 seconds left. Whittling seconds off the clock is Anna. Ball thrown to the right side to Yuleskamp. It's tipped out of bounds by Riker. Story of this game, Anna's defense. 36 points for Jackson Center. Aiden Reichard, 5 baskets, unofficially 5 for 15. Anna has slowed him down considerably. Oh, here's a spreading floor by Anna. Jackson Center defenders are out of place. And here's a layup. It's scored by the Rockets. Two more. Here's a drive by Pringer for Jackson Center. Unmolested all the way to the rim. He lays it through. 50 seconds to go. 19-point game. Yuleskamp down the court for Anna. Late feed to Masteller. Layup. Got it. Biggest lead, 21, 59-38, 35 seconds to go. Reichert spots up, shoots the three short. Boy, he has had to hurl up a lot of lengthy shots. He has not gotten the chippies down around the rim. He's been held off the boards. I think he's only had a couple of offensive rebounds the entire game. Anna dribbling at midcourt. Jackson Center won't foul. That's it.
Look at the smiles, the handshakes.
Put it in the books. Anna Rockets, 59. Jackson Center Tigers, 38. Anna, 2-2 on the year. The Rockets' first victory in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center's first setback on the season. 6-1, 4-1 in league play. The two will collide again on January 31st at Jackson Center. Anna's next game, January 4th at Marion Local at Houston. January 7th at Botkins. January 10th, three straight on the road. Jackson Center plays at Fairlawn this Friday night, and we've got the game for you right here on Scores Broadcast. It should be a good one. The Jets beat the Tigers last year at the Fairlawn Gym. We've got the game on Friday. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10. On Thursday, Versailles and New Bremen girls from New Bremen. New head coach Tracy White in action for the Tigers. Tip-off time 7:30. And we've got the webcast kicking off at 7:10. Brookins, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, many savory sandwiches, and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays, two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy a new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Don't forget, Saturdays at Brookins, mouth-watering. 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Get there early. They go fast. Pork chop special Saturday night, Brookins, Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding Scores partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, a new underwriting sponsor, along with Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. We'll hear that commercial message again momentarily. And Hoing Builders, about whom we talked in the middle of our webcast tonight. Hoing and Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, high-quality jewelry, priced just right. And the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, two more outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, those two Rushi businesses are in part why the Shelby County community is such a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and more. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi, proud underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market, and the Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, to home centers, and to door specialists. We here at scoresbroadcast.com thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. 21-point margin at the end. That was the widest it was all night, 59-38. Anna subdues Jackson Center, and the Rockets, quite frankly, made it look pretty easy. Anna out-hustled Jackson Center tonight. It was a 7-point game after one, 17-10. Jackson Center never did lead in this game. Trimmed it to four, 28-24 at the halftime break. Whittle it down to three on a couple of occasions, midway to late in that second quarter. The big third quarter for Anna turned the tide in this game. The Rockets dropped in 14, limiting Jackson Center to a measly five in that third quarter. And the Jackson Center Tigers, in the entire second half, the entire final 16 minutes of this game,
could generate just 14 points. That's how good the Anna defense was here tonight. Anna had 5 or 6 3-point plays the old-fashioned way and got numerous fast breaks and took advantage and scored the basket. I bet Anna had easily 10 field goals within 5-6 feet of the rim in the half court. Anna got several backdoor cuts, pick-and-roll plays for short shots, and as I mentioned, maybe as many as a half a dozen fast break, three-on-two, three-on-one field goals as well. Jackson Center simply could not generate any momentum in this game tonight. A quick look at the scorebook for the losing Tigers. Christopher Elkert wound up with a total of 12. Mason Flatfoot, good game off the bench. The young man, a sophomore, had 5. I think I'm correct in saying Mason. No, I'm sorry, he's a senior. Played a lot of very good JV ball last year, did Mason. 5 points for him, 9 for Garrett Pringer, who came in off the bench as well. 12 for Aiden Reichert. Jaron Reese started, did not score. And Trevor Sosby started and did not score. Garrett Heitkamp, I may have noted, he started, did not score. So Jackson Center was limited in its scoring. Only 4 young men scored. Reichert and Elkert led the way, 12 each. 38 points in the books for the Jackson Center Tigers. Made just 7 of 14 free throws. The poor foul shooting didn't help the cause for the orange and black either. For the Anna Rockets, their 59 was totaled in this fashion. Bart Bixler, 18. Splendid game offensively, defensively. Cam Stewart as well, 8 points. He hugged, literally hugged, Aiden Reichert all night long. Superior defense by the Anna Rockets, Cam Stewart, and that helped fire Anna's defense, or I should say offense at the other end, as Jackson Center missed some shots poorly. Didn't get second shots. Anna got some runouts. Anna, the much better team, both ends of the floor tonight. Isaiah Masteller with 7. Isaac Leininger also had a dozen. Is that correct, Mike?
That's 10.
I'm sorry, 10. 10 points for Isaac Leininger. He, too, was razor sharp tonight. Ronnie Hielskamp, superb floor game, wound up with 5. 7 for Ben Kovacs. Cam Stewart, because of his superior defense on Aiden Reichert and his 8 points as well, and the minutes he logged, about 28 or 29 of them for Cam Stewart. He was dynamite. He is our Clancy's Award winner. Super performance for Cam Stewart for the Rockets, who win 59-38. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, I will pass along to you what Mike Wick and I were talking about just a moment ago. Mike observed, and appropriately so, the Anna Rockets played basketball defense tonight, not rough and tumble, highly physical football defense, coming off a 15-game football season and a state championship in D6. Anna had its basketball tennies on tonight, its shooting touch on, its outstanding basketball hustle, and it shot the ball. The Rockets did well.
And if this says anything, we watched them in New Bremen. There was bloodshed.
Not tonight.
Oh, no. It was a clean game
clean
by
defense.
Anna. Hard-nosed defense, very tight. And the Rikets got it done. Anna is back, beating Jackson Center by 21 points again. Last day of the month of January, they play again at Jackson Center. And who knows? The significance of that game could be monumental. Very likely, those two teams enter that game with just one loss apiece in the Shelby County League. Each has got that one loss now. Anna had been beaten in a game we covered on Scores Broadcast last Friday at Fort Loramie, 55-41. Tigers now have a loss as well. And if those two teams are unbeaten through January in the Shelby County League, they'll go head-to-head for the league lead at stake.
Great game.
On January 31st.
Speaking of great games, I watched New Bremen girls play, which I believe you're going to see Thursday.
Thursday night, yes.
That's going to be a good game, I believe, as well.
Yeah, New Bremen Versailles on Thursday night. That's our next webcast. 7:10 webcast time. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker. We're back again, Matt and I, on Friday night at Fairlawn, where the Jets beat the Tigers of Jackson Center last year in overtime. And it's a return match on Friday night. That game could be very interesting. Botkins and Fairlawn, especially at their gyms, are going to be very staunch opponents for anyone. Even the top clubs, Anna, Fort Loramie, and Jackson Center. Don't count Botkins and Fairlawn out at any time this year, especially at their place. And Rushi also owns a big victory at home over Botkins. When you go to the Rushi Raiders lair, you're often in for a nip-and-tuck battle. Rushi may be waning a little bit in terms of talent. But, boy, Rushi at the Rushi gym, don't count the Raiders out.
So what you're saying, Shelby County basketball at its finest, as always.
Oh, yeah, and who knows? Between now and January 31st, Jackson Center and Anna could each suffer another loss. I doubt if they each lose two more, but they each could lose one more by then for certain. Well, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Ron Mooney, our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, normally Mike's side with me. He is in Florida vacationing. We'll be back after the first of the year. I think January 7th. We'll miss him on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend. We'll catch up with Chuck on Tuesday the 7th when Sydney plays at Tip. So many thanks to Ron Mooney, as I noted, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Matt Zerker will be with me Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mike's side tonight was Mike Wick, no pun intended, at Mike's side. Jack Kramer saying, for the final time, final score tonight, Anna Rockets whip the Jackson Center Tigers 59-38 at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.